Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Donald Trump has promoted a lot of scams just over the last few months, getting rich off his presidency. This is objectively the most corrupt presidential administration in American history, point blank period. It's not close. And that's not me being hyperbolic. We hear about, you know, the shoes, the watches, the Bibles, the cryptocurrency that he sells. But when you zoom in to any one of these given things, it really gives you an idea of how bad this scamming is. And I want to zoom in on the Trump watches today, because MAGA is pissed because the watches are taking forever to come. When they do come, they're built like shit. Nobody can get refunds. And this is the same thing we see from, you know, the Trump phone. Again, the Bible with the pages sticking together, all these things. I want to get into this and read some of these reviews because it's absolutely nuts. Before we do, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this content, there's a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. If you would go down there, click it, maybe hit subscribe on my channel. It would go such a long way. I've got some big stuff coming on that channel. It'd mean a lot if you checked it out. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, uplift Gen Z voices going into 2026, 2028, and beyond. If you want to be a part of this community and help us grow, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. Let's get right into this. I do want to point out that this advertisement for the Trump watches is currently playing while the government is shut down. People are not getting paid while Donald Trump, the president, uses the government to get super rich. Like, unbelievably rich. You know, he's making so much money off these scams. You know, he's playing golf all the time. He owns all these resorts. And that should piss people off. Take a look at this advertisement.
Hello, everyone. It's President Donald J. Trump, and it's Trump time. Check out this red beauty. It's one of my new watches. Wear it proudly on your wrist, and everyone will know exactly what it's for, who it represents. It's really going to be something special. It's for your favorite president. Get your watch today at GetTrumpWatches.com. Please make a great gift. It's Trump time.
So I think the obvious question, a lot of us have is like, who is buying this? That's always my first question with any of these things. It's like, why do you want to wear a watch that says Trump? This is where we start getting the conversation about this being like a cult in so many ways. But regardless, it should infuriate anybody. I don't care who you are, left, right, up, down, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, leftist, I don't care. It should infuriate you that the president of the United States, while the government is shut down, is selling his effing watches. He's supposed to be working for us. Let's get into the first review of the Trump watch. You know, NBC News interviewed this couple who ordered the watch. This husband ordered the watch for his wife. Take a listen to this.
Showing support for the president and love for his wife. Tim Pettit shelled out $640 for a watch that may now be even more of a one-of-a-kind than he bargained for.
The T is missing. It just says R-U-M-P. It says rump.
We had expected that it would have the integrity of the president of the United States.
The GetTrumpWatches.com site calls its products the official watches of President Trump, but in the small print, it notes that it licenses the Trump name and likeness. The site also states it has nothing to do with any political campaign, that the watches are not designed, manufactured, distributed, or sold by Donald J. Trump, the Trump Organization, or any of their respective affiliates or principals.
And that last part is key. We're going to get into that in a second, because that's a lot of how this scam works. And the question becomes, how much of this, A, breaks the law, but B, even with that question, I think it's important to note that it doesn't really matter. And that's what's scary about this time, is the executive branch can act in these ways, but the executive branch is the one enforcing the law. And so they can just effing break the law, and maybe their judicial branch is like, hey, you can't do that. You can't deport people without due process. The president can't be doing things like this. And they're like, doesn't matter, we're going to do it anyways. And they face no repercussion. That's why this time in American history is so scary. This person pointing out on Twitter, what is wrong with these Trump-branded watches? Are they actually licensed by the Trump Organization? Did Trump consent to his name and signature being on them? Does such license violate U.S. law while Trump is president? Did Rolex authorize these knockoffs? A very interesting comment last part there, because these watches do look very similar to Rolexes. I mean, look at these. And they're essentially just super cheap Rolex knockoffs. And it's crazy to think that that guy in that last video I played paid $650 for a watch like this for his wife. $650. And again, it doesn't matter if Trump is selling shoes, Bibles, watches, cryptocurrencies. Like, I don't care what he sells. He's just a grifter. It's like the whole point, or one of the main points of his presidency. I pulled this up online. I just looked for a photo of like a fundraising text that you get from Trump. Trump, you're not a Chinese spy, are you? Of course not, but Dems think otherwise. Tap only if you're a MAGA patriot. It's just shameless, completely shameless. Just lie to everyone as much as you can, whether it's about your presidency itself or about, you know, these watches or anything, and just get money, get rich, or get campaign dollars to, you know, flood into advertisements, pump a bunch of disinformation on the American people so you can win the presidency and retain power. This is one of the reviews on the watches from a Trump supporter. I wish President Trump could be notified how bad this is. And if we read here, I have read many stories of people who have never even received their watch. Our experience is we ordered the red watch limited edition, $250 on May 2nd, waited till May 31st to receive the watch. I wrote to them every couple weeks asking when, because this was for a specific occasion date. They eventually answered, shipping soon, you'll be notified. Then the watch arrives May 31st. Husband loves it. All his friends love it. Then after 55 days, my husband realizes the watch gaining a few minutes every week. So we had to keep resetting time. This is supposed to be automatic wind. That's why I paid so much for it. I wrote them several times. They eventually sent label to send it back. That was on 7/28. Today is 9/3 and they're still giving me excuses. Quote, it's being repaired. We needed to order the part. It's being double checked. Every excuse. And now she wants a refund, counting the original 32 days shipping time. And now 34 days they've had it in repair. She goes on to explain, like, it's been forever and it's a horrible company. And again, this is the exact same thing we see with all the other grifts. I'm about to play a video on the Trump phone. That has been insane. Nobody has even really, I don't think anybody, to my knowledge, has received the phone. It's been months now. The phone itself is just a giant knockoff. They claim that they made a new phone, but it's actually not. It's a Samsung phone with basically a Trump brand on the back. It's all just a giant grift. The Bibles, I don't know if you remember this, but when people would order the Trump Bible, the pages, a lot of the pages would stick together so they like couldn't open certain pages. It's all just trash. It's all garbage. And again, people are paying huge money for this. Huge money. One of the watches is $100,000. Imagine paying $100,000 for a Trump watch. But again, it's all part of the scam. Take a listen to this video because it explains really well how the scam is working.
Donald Trump has figured out an ingenious way to let foreigners illegally donate to his presidential campaign. The Trump watch. It's only $100,000. Trump just came out with it. As you know, previously Trump has put his name on bad wine, bad steaks, bad hotels, and even the Bible, which was, you thought, was kind of as sick as it could get. But now he's got $100,000 watches. Well, here's the thing. By law, you can only give $3,300 to a presidential candidate. You can give $100,000 if you buy him a watch. And by law, foreigners can't donate at all to American presidential candidates or any political candidates, but you can buy his watch. Do you see what's going on here, guys? Donald Trump's presidency was one never-ending way of making money and getting a graft, basically. Trump required foreign dignitaries to stay in his hotels. Oh, he didn't require it, like telling them they had to, but they all knew if they did, Trump would be very happy, and they'd stay at Trump Tower in Washington, they'd stay at Mar-a-Lago down in Florida, and then Trump would find out they were staying, and he was very happy about it. The Japanese delegation had to have even the Japanese prime minister stay at Trump's resort in Florida, because that's where he was having his little summit. So Trump has always found a way to grift off the government, and now, and foreign governments, mind you, because again, that was foreign governments giving Trump money, which you're not allowed to do. But now he's found a way with his $100,000 watch. If this were anybody else other than Donald Trump, half of you out there would be livid.
So well said. And it's very similar to the cryptocurrency stuff we see. You could donate a practical unlimited amount of money, $20 million into, you know, Trump coin, directly benefiting his net worth. His organization makes money off the fees. And we don't know who's doing that. he could be, you know, it could be the Chinese government. It could be any government around the world. And the point being is that that's a crazy conflict of interest. He may be beholden now to, you know, any of our allies or adversaries, giving them favors by, you know, them, they buy his cryptocurrency, get him rich, and now he, you know, uses the lever of government to ease regulations, for example. And that is terrifying. And again, same thing across the board. This is Carter PCS, who makes videos online about technology. He doesn't even post about politics. And he posts, you know, he's a great creator who posts all about different phones, different watches, different things that Apple releases or Samsung, etc. And he ordered the Trump phone. And he's never gotten it. He got charged twice and couldn't even get a refund because he just was like emailing all the time and they didn't get back to him. It's a giant scam. And he talks here about, you know, somebody who says to him, guys, Trump didn't make the phone. Like, this isn't on Trump. It has nothing to do with Trump. And he perfectly explains how this scam works. A lot of people say, like, why is he not getting sued out the wazoo, for example? Well, this is why. Take a listen.
Trump's fault. He's not the one actually selling the Trump phone. This is how the scam works. The Trump Organization is using Trump's name to sell their cell service and their $500 phone. But as we've discovered, the Trump phone is not real, and the people that bought one are about to be very upset. So to avoid the lawsuits, they put this in the fine print. The Trump Organization isn't actually developing, designing, or selling anything. It's a different company called T1 Mobile LLC. So when people realize it's a scam and say, hey, I'm gonna sue Trump, what the heck? Trump can say, wait, it's not me. It's Trump Mobile LLC. They're the ones advertising an S25 Ultra. They're the ones about to get sued by Spigen. They do the scamming. They deal with the customer complaints. They deal with the lawsuits. And then they take the money and pay it to the Trump Organization as a licensing fee in exchange for being able to use Trump's name to advertise the phone. And if you're wondering, this is how all Trump scams work. Like, this is how the hotels work, the merch works, all of it. They just make a fake company to run the scam and extract the money and to avoid the lawsuits directly. The money that's extracted goes right back up through licensing. And when this company fails because it's not a real good company, they just remove the licensing rights, let it die off, and replace it with something new.
Yeah, beautifully said from Carter PCS. I personally love Carter PCS's comments because I'm like a big, you know, tech nerd. That's one of my hobbies. And it's crazy because, again, the Trump phone is being touted as like this phone that they made, which, again, it's not even real, but it's also not a Trump phone. It's not a Trump phone. It's just a Samsung phone that's like branded with basically like a case on the back. It's all insane. It's insanely bizarre. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I really appreciate you watching this video. Maybe share it with a MAGA friend or family member. Be like, what the hell is going on here? I'm proud of each and every one of you. I appreciate it. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler channel. Make sure you're subscribed here. And if you'd be so willing, check out my YouTube channel in the link in the description. I appreciate you so much. Have a great rest of your week into the weekend. I'll see you in the next video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.